This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I want to study with you a lesson which I'm entitling, Great Lessons from a Great Man, that is, from Moses, the leader of God's people in the Old Testament. But I want to read to you now a passage from the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked unto the recompense of reward. Notice the basic teaching here regarding Moses. By faith, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but chose rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You remember that Moses, because of the faith of his mother, was able to be raised at the court of the Egyptians, recognized as the son of the daughter of Pharaoh, and had every reason to expect that he would be given the glories and the grandeur and the power of the Egyptian empire. From Moses' decision here in deciding to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, there are a number of things that we can learn. In fact, I'm urging us, each of us, to try to learn some great lessons from this great man. First of all, we learn the lesson that each one of us faces a great decision. There is, first of all, the fact of it. You remember that Joshua, pleading with the children of Israel as they were about to enter into the promised land, cried out to them, in effect, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You see the urgency of this decision, and it's a decision that has to be made between either serving God or of not serving Him. There is the same basic thing implied in the invitation of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, where our Lord said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." And as the Apostle Paul made clear in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, that every one of us has a decision to make between living a life of sowing to the Spirit, that is, in obedience to the Word of God, or else living a life of sowing to the flesh, that is, of not putting the things of God first in our lives. We have the same sort of thing in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21, when God's prophet Elisha called upon the people to quit halting, to quit simply standing there in indecision between two various alternatives, of serving God or of serving Baal. We have something of the same sort of faith exemplified in Abraham as we read in Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, when the Bible says of him that Abraham wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And so there is the fact of this decision which each one of us faces, that every one of us must decide whether he will love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ or simply do otherwise. And to do otherwise is, in fact, to serve Satan. Now, having looked at the fact of this great decision which faces each one of us, let us note the importance of it. There is, first of all, the importance of it for this life. There is simply no life that can compare with that of a righteous life. There is great blessing to the righteous life, even as we live here on this earth. Jesus said that no one can make any sacrifice, no matter how great it may be, but what he shall receive 100-fold more now in this life. And so a righteous life is of great importance for this life. And further, Jesus said, "And in the world to come, eternal life." Matthew chapter 25, verse 46 makes clear that in the judgment, every person will be ushered either into eternal life or into eternal punishment. Please do be with us next time as we continue our study of great lessons from this great man, Moses.